In light of the past few snowstorms, I was asked about whether someone can tovel their kalim in the snow. If there's a large enough area of snow in the past two snowstorms, can you just dip a kli instead of going to the kalim mikveh? Are you allowed to do that? So there's a Mishnah in Mikvos essentially saying that different opinions, but certainly one opinion of the Mishnah is that sheleg. Snow is something that you can, it's not subject to mayim she'uvim, means drawn water, meaning that for mikveh water, you can't carry water in a kli, in a vessel, and then use it for mikveh water, but snow is not subject to that. You can carry snow into a kli, from a kli, using a kli to use it for mikveh water. It also says that in Malin, it works to complete a mikveh. So it should be fine then. The truth is, there are two basic ways to understand this Mishnah. One way, and you can look in the Beis Yosef, Siman Reish Aleph, that one way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying that when we say that snow can be used for a mikveh, it means snow in its current state could be used as a mikveh. And it's not subject to the psul, the invalidation of mayim she'uvim, and therefore you can tovel your kelim in snow. However, there's another opinion in the Rishonim that says no, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is saying that when we say that you can use snow for a mikveh, it means snow after it melted. So then what's the chiddush? What obviously, if it melts, it's water. So the purpose of this Mishnah is to tell you that you can't use it until you can use it after it melts. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you that's not subject to mayim shuvim, meaning if you carry the snow in a kli into to a mikveh pool, and then when it melts, it can be used as a mikveh, even though you carried it when it was snow in a kli. That's the chiddush. But you can only use the snow after it melts. So this is a Machlokes, this is a debate amongst the Rishonim cited in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef seems to conclude, at least in the Beis Yosef, he says, "Mikol kol ein lahakil lasos maaseh beisur deraisa neged Rav Eliezer, Rabbeinu Simcha, Rav Eliezer, Rav Simcha," were the Rishonim who were strict, and he said you shouldn't be lenient. And he wants to say maybe litbol yada basheleg lechol lechem im ein lo mayim. Then he wants to say maybe you can dip your hands in snow to eat bread if you don't have water. Kevin tilshadim drabanan, since tilshadim is only drabanan, near the shapa yeshidis machadu Rav Shemaria. So then you can rely on Rav Shemaria because it seems that we can be lenient when it comes to drabanans. How does the Shulchan Aruch rule in Yoredeya Siman Reish Aleph Seif Lamed? The Shulchan Aruch says afilu also call a mikvah mishal. You've made the whole mikvah from snow, then it's kosher. And then, but however, the Rama writes, "Yesh machmirim litva v'cholila." They're those who are strict. Ad shidimochav nasamayim, until the snow becomes water. And he cites Rav Mordechai, Rav Simcha, "V'tov lahachmir l'chatchila." It's good to be strict l'chatchila, ideally. And the Shach says that we shouldn't be lenient when it comes to the Isser Doraisa, but we can be lenient when it comes to an Isser Derabanan. That seems to be the upshot of this. In fact, the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya Siman Kuf Chaf Seif Katan Dalet cites the Chachmas Adam, who says, "Nirali bishas hadchak muter litbol kleis chuchis beshelak im hu b'makom echad." Under pressing circumstances, permitted to dip kleis chuchis, glass utensil, in snow if it's in one place. The tefilas avadehu midrabanan, because the requirement to tovel glass is only a rabbinic requirement. Avalo kli matechos, but you shouldn't dip metal kelim. Dilahar be poskim hu min haTorah, because according to many poskim, the mitzvah of dipping metal kelim in the mikvah is from the Torah. Star K rules that in case of great need, you can tovel glass if there's at least 240 cubic feet of snow joined together in any area. So it seems that for Doraisas, we would be strict. You couldn't tovel anytime there's a requirement on a Torah level. But in a rabbinic level, and there's a great need, it would seem that one could tovel in snow if there is the 240 cubic feet. That's the measurement of 40 sa'ah of water. But it's also brought down that you would need to, that for 40 sa'ah of water, you need a lot more snow, because the snow is there are a lot of air pockets within snow. So it would have to be 40 sa'ah of water in the snow. So it'd be a larger amount of snow, which the Star K says is 240 cubic feet, which an area of, he says, four inches of snow in a field, which has an area of 27 feet by 27 feet, would be large enough to tovel the kalim.